There is no question. The killing of three American sailors at the Pensacola Naval Air Station a month ago was an act of terrorism. And there's no question that the 2015 killing of 14 Americans in a San Bernardino government office was the act of two terrorists. The only question is whether or not Apple is acting responsibly as it refuses to unlock the dead terrorist iPhones for the FBI. Kim Komando here with your Consumer Tech Update. More coming up.
Want to get up-to-date tech news that's important to you? Learn life hacks and how-tos to live a better digital lifestyle. Have an iPhone or Android and want to learn about the secret features and best apps? Get Kim's free email news alerts and get daily updates right to your inbox. Go to commando.com/subscribe and get all the information you need to stay safe in the digital world. That's commando.com/subscribe.
Yesterday, Attorney General William Barr was highly critical of Apple's policy to give no help to the FBI. In both Pensacola and San Bernardino, the terrorists were using iPhones. In both cases, the terrorists are dead. But Apple will not unlock the iPhones. The courts have yet to rule. But should Apple be forced to change its business practice to give law enforcement agencies access to the iPhones of dead terrorists? I'm Kim Komando. If you want a longer podcast from us, check out Komando On Demand. You can find it on Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player. And be sure to search for Komando with a K, of course.